This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A new study by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives has found that over the past 5 years, British Columbia has seen an increase of about 1,500 units of new supportive housing for the homeless and housing for frail seniors. But the province has also seen a loss of 2,820 independent social housing units. Taken together, the government's own data indicate an overall net increase of only 280 actual social housing units over the past 5 years. The Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives says this low number is sobering and concerning. In response to the study, the British Columbia Liberal government's housing minister, Rich Coleman, said our housing strategy is working. Coleman provided a range of statistics to demonstrate what he says has occurred.
And we're joined on the phone by Lorraine Kopus, who is the Executive Director of the Social Planning and Research Council of British Columbia and was one of the study's co-authors. Welcome to People First Radio, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Now, Lorraine, your recent study is called Unpacking the Housing Numbers, How Much New Social Housing is British Columbia Building? Why ask that question at this point in time?
In the work that we're doing with communities across BC, as the Social Planning and Research Council, housing affordability and homelessness is one of the top issues that we are seeing. And so working with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, we really wanted to understand why are these issues in these communities, where are we making progress as a province, and where are we not? And that's why we undertook this study.
Now, the study notes that activity seen in the quote-unquote homeless category of need is positive, but that ultimately affordable housing is the solution to homelessness. Tell us more about that.
We know that when the federal government was at the table and was helping to contribute to new housing supply, we were adding a lot more units. And these were the kinds of units that were available to low-income families, low-income seniors, and people with special needs. And that's the housing that isn't being built today. And we feel that without that kind of housing, we'll never get ahead of the homelessness problem. So we really wanted to acknowledge that, yes, there is work being done around the homelessness end of the continuum, but in a way we're responding to a problem that was created when we stopped building new social housing.
You've included a glossary of social housing terms, and there are a lot of them, which includes phrases like assisted living, emergency shelters, rental assistance programs, supportive housing, among others. Is there a simple way to make sense of the range of housing categories that exist in this province and that you refer to in the study?
I think that's a great question, because as we were doing this, we realized that what's really important about the work that we were trying to do here is that we want to build a common fact base. And one of the problems that we see is it has become extremely complicated, so that we're not necessarily talking about the same things all the time when the province is talking about what they're doing and when we look at housing need in general. So this is starting to say that each of these are responding to different needs, and it's really important to look at the needs that are being met through these different types of responses, but it's equally important to look at the needs that aren't being met.
You're listening to People First Radio. Set against rising housing costs, stagnant incomes, frozen welfare rates, a minimum wage that has not increased in almost a decade, it is now the lowest in Canada, and a growing population. The picture that emerges through a recent analysis by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives helps to explain why so many communities across British Columbia continue to see an increase in the housing and homelessness crisis. That's according to a recent Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives study called Unpacking the Housing Numbers, How Much New Social Housing is BC Building. We're speaking with Lorraine Kopus, who is Executive Director of the Social Planning and Research Council of BC and was a co-author of that study.
Lorraine, you write that the findings of this study make a clear case for the need for both a comprehensive provincial action plan, as the British Columbia Auditor General has said and called for, and a strong national affordable housing strategy. Tell us more about that case and where that stands today.
As we work with communities, those on the front line know that in order to get ahead of the homelessness problem, you do need to be adding new supply. At the federal level, there has been a call for a national housing strategy, and that is really the re-engagement of the federal government at the table, both in terms of the funding that's required to build this housing and in terms of helping to be an active partner in getting ahead of the problem. And again, I think what's important to know is that there are investments being made, but they're not of the level that is really needed to fully address the problem. And people are suggesting that perhaps what we need is a complete strategy that does look at the level of unmet need and that looks at the dollars that are needed.
Now, Rich Coleman, who is the British Columbia Liberal government's housing minister, responded to your study earlier this week with a statement saying that he wanted to clarify the facts surrounding the study. Now, the housing minister noted what he called the significant achievement that has resulted from new and expanded housing programs created under the Housing Matters Provincial Housing Strategy. Tell us more about the government's response to your study.
So again, I would like to acknowledge that there is important work being done, but one of the really important pieces of the equation is that there's a real difference between new housing supply that will create an asset for responding to the ongoing housing needs and rent supplement assistance that's being given in the private market. And our study shows that a large percentage of the progress that the government is describing is tied to the rent supplement assistance and is not necessarily new supply. Around the new supply end, it is typically around housing and supports for those who are homeless, and this is a visible solution that is needed to the problem of homelessness, but it is not going to help us as a province get ahead of the entire problem.
And you note, in fact, in the study, and I'm reading from that study, that while there is a perception that the last few years have seen considerable government activity, there is certainly no shortage of public announcements. It is necessary to look at the type of housing being created. And I'm wondering, what are your thoughts then on this perception of government activity, and in particular, the public announcements that seem to be coming out on an ongoing basis?
I think there's a difference between those that are committed and those that are in the ground today. And I think that what we have to do is, in addition to looking at that, look at the level of unmet need. Across the province, there are 133,000 renter households that are in core housing need. 60,000 of these are families. The rest are low-income seniors and singles. And if you're not adding new supply, those families and individuals that are just getting by today are going to be the homeless of tomorrow. And so while we want to again recognize what has been done and there have been commitments that have been made, these aren't necessarily new units on the ground today.
Lorraine Kopus, we have just a couple of moments left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
I really like how much people care about this issue, and I think that together we can actually get ahead of the problem of homelessness. We've received a tremendous response to this study, and it's from people that are saying that they do want to get this right, that it isn't right that we do have the homelessness levels that we see today.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us today. I really appreciated that.
Thank you.
Lorraine Kopus is Executive Director of the Social Planning and Research Council of BC and was a co-author of a study called Unpacking the Numbers: How Much New Social Housing is BC Building? You can find the study online at the website of the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. Just go to policyalternatives.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.